Hi everyone, I'm Elizabeth. I'm a senior here at Mount Holyoke, and I'm a chemistry major and a sociology minor.
And I'm Tabitha Ramotwala. I'm a biology major and a sociology minor, and I'm a senior as well.
And today we'll be discussing our roles as interns, as project supervisors for a female empowerment initiative in Cape Town, South Africa. So just a brief overview of this presentation. We'll begin with an introduction as far as how we obtained this internship. Then we'll shift to describing our goals for our roles. And then we'll move on to highlight some of our main accomplishments from the summer, as well as how these internships personally impacted us. And we'll wrap up with conclusions and acknowledgments. So just as a preface for our internship, the beauty of LINC and the generosity of the Mount Holyoke Alumni Association is that you have the freedom to pursue unpaid internship opportunities, which ours was. You're able to approach programs, organizations, and in our case, a high school, with your skills and knowledge and kind of create a new position that hasn't really been set out before. So our role this summer, Tabitha, tell me more.
Well, in light of this, this internship was very serendipitous for us. I was actually visiting my old high school and talking to one of my favorite teachers from high school about how I've always had this dream to go back to South Africa and somehow give back to this country that has given so much to me. And I've always shared this dream with Elizabeth, who's been my roommate since first year. And she actually mentioned that the school she previously worked with was currently struggling with its girl students who were demotivated. The teenage pregnancy rates were high, and a lot of them were experiencing problems at home that were affecting the way they were focusing in school. And so she told me that the principal was actually looking for young people to try to appeal to these young women to aspire to more and to see beyond their circumstances. And I saw this as the perfect opportunity to present this idea to Elizabeth, and we applied for LINC in order to pursue this project.
So just some background information about Garlandale High School. It's located in Athlone, which is about 20 minutes outside the center of Cape Town. There are approximately 2,000 students, and like I said, Athlone, it is a fairly stable and safe neighborhood. However, the majority of the students who attend this high school do not actually live in Athlone. They commute in from the infamous Cape Flats, which are known for gang activity, violence, poverty, and the like. So those are a lot of the circumstances that these students face.
So our internship goals were just to execute the principal of the school's vision for us to use our perspective as young people to appeal to the girls at Garlandale High School. We did this through mobilizing the local resources, and we did this in particular so that we could make this program sustainable when we left South Africa. We also did this to gain community outreach experience for ourselves and to ascertain our career goals.
Okay. So like we said, our main goal was to execute the principal's vision, and on a weekly basis, we would meet with Principal Crowley and discuss our short-term and long-term goals. And one of our goals right off the bat was determining what issues these girls face and what is important to them. So in order to do that, we set out to have an essay contest, and the prompt was, given 10,000 rands, what measures would you take to combat issues affecting the girls in South Africa today? And after gathering all of the essays and evaluating them, we noted that there were three main issues that these girls were facing and they thought were important, which were teen pregnancy, rape, and building their careers as women in South Africa. So since this was a contest, every contest needs a prize, and luckily we were able to partner with the Place of Hope Foundation, and they donated 70 backpacks to Garlandale for us to distribute to the winners of this contest. And in this picture, you see actually Mbumi Nobiva, who we will be describing later on in this presentation, who is a motivational speaker and kind of our liaison with the Place of Hope Foundation.
So our daily responsibilities involved traveling to Athlone from the city center and going to our office at the high school, where we would research about local organizations. The nice thing about doing this with one South African and one American was that I had like ideas of which organizations to begin with. And so we started with those, and then we researched further which other organizations we could try to negotiate with to contribute to this cause. We also had to correspond with these organizations through phone calls and emails. We also built relationships with the girls because we got a chance to interact with them on a daily basis during their lunch breaks, as well as sub for some of their life orientation classes, which was really fun. We also intermittently had service events that the school participated in, and they always welcomed us to do it as their interns. And so one of the big ones was Mandela Day, which was on July 18th. We got to, Gonadier High School partnered with the End Hunger Initiative, and we got to pack food for the less fortunate together with like thousands of other schools across the country. And this is a picture of us doing that with the principal of the school in the middle.
Okay. And so one of our big events of the summer was actually when Bluey Nobiva came and gave a motivational speech and distributed the backpacks to the winners of the contest. Bluey actually was a former classmate of Tabitha's. They went to high school together in South Africa, and she is currently a senior in a college in the United States, and she's a professional empowerment and motivational speaker. So her talk focused mostly on taking advantage of opportunities when they are presented to you. And she used examples like, right now it's an essay contest, the form of a backpack. Tomorrow it may be your test. The next day, your dream job. So definitely the importance of taking initiative and being proactive. And you can see in the picture she was addressing the girls of grades 8 through 11, but she additionally spoke with all the matriculants, both boys and girls, and I think that was a really great opportunity for them. In speaking with the girls in the weeks after Mbumi came and spoke with them, they came and they told us that they actually noticed a difference in how they were approaching their schoolwork because of Mbumi's story and the motivation she was able to provide for them.
Another aspect of our internship involved fundraising, and this we did to create an umbrella supportive initiative for the current mothers at the school. And so our biggest source of funding was GoFundMe, in which a lot of the people in the room participated in donating to us. A lot of the funding came from our family and friends, and we also contacted local organizations to support that as well. Overall, by the middle of the summer, we'd raised approximately 10,000 rands, which we used to create care packages for the mothers at the school, with messages inside that basically encouraged them not to see like their pregnancy or having a child as a stumbling block for their futures, but to continue to aspire to more and to use this to motivate them to pursue their dreams.
And our culminating event of the summer was what we call the Female Empowerment Expo. And we had representatives from three different organizations visit the girls. The first was Margaret Needling from a self-defense organization that was associated with ShopRite, which is a grocery store in South Africa. And she provided an interactive demonstration for the girls. You can see in the picture here, she taught them a lot of self-defense moves, and it was a very exciting time for them.
The second organization that came was the Clicks Helping Hand Trust. Clicks is a national pharmacy, and this trust was established to create free clinic services to mothers and children in the country. It wasn't a well-promoted initiative, and so we used this opportunity to invite Liat to promote the free clinic services. She also addressed family planning and sexual health while she was at it.
And the final organization who visited was Love Life, which is a youth-based national organization aimed at raising awareness of HIV in the nation. And so we had Mr. Ricardo Shumi and two of his assistants come, and they gave a very interactive and interesting discussion for the students to discuss the implications of HIV.
So we weren't all work this summer. Of course, if you leave the United States and you go visit another country, it's important to explore the surrounding areas. And so we had a lot of other activities that we did in Cape Town that enriched this experience for us. Cape Town is a beautiful place. We had an opportunity to go hiking. We went to visit some botanical gardens. We went to some museums. And I think our highlight was definitely going to the Robben Island Museum, which is where Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for approximately 20 years.
And definitely, if any of you in the room have the chance to study abroad or pursue an internship, I would definitely recommend it. It's very, very rewarding. And for me personally, it's changed my perspective and how I work with others and how I prioritize things within my own life.
So in terms of the personal impact this has had on us, for me personally, I've always had this uncertainty about pursuing a career in medicine or a career in public health, because with one, you get to interact with patients on a daily basis and you make a difference in that way. With the other, you can make a broader impact on like a larger scale. And so with this, I certainly ascertained that I want to pursue a career in clinical medicine, like in the initial stages of my life, but definitely to be in public health in the country, in South Africa, in the long run.
Definitely. And so for the both of us, I can honestly say this project fueled our passion for helping others. And for me specifically, it did help me kind of hone in on what my goals are for the future. I hope to pursue a career in medicine, and I'm currently applying to medical school. And I am interested in clinical work, but additionally, this experience kind of confirmed that I hope to pursue international ventures within that career and give back to various countries around the world.
So there are a lot of people we should be thanking for this presentation, but of course it's only like on a slide. First of all, we'd like to thank the principal of the school who invited us to do this project, Principal Dawn Crowley. The family and friends who contributed through donations were certainly of great help, because the care packages wouldn't have been possible without them.
And then additionally, we'd like to thank our Link UAF advisors, one of whom is in the back row. Holly Hansen was Tabitha's Link advisor, and mine was Mr. Kirk Lang. And then we'd also like to thank the organizations below for all of the support and the impacts they have made within our internship and for the Girls of Garlanddale.
Thank you.